You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Lockdown edition.
We've got our mentor, our cocktail mentor, online via Clean Feedy there, Gwillem.
I totally am. How are you guys today?
Good as, man. Good. I love your foley. You're just constantly opening something.
I actually wasn't opening anything for once just then. It was.
It sounds like just, you're just constantly just giving a little.
I think it's turn just beard rustle. I think it's just constant beard rustle.
I'm saying that I like it.
All right.
Okay, what have you done actually? Because I'm slightly scared. John's got a few egg whites in a bowl and it's the grossest
crap.
Hey,
Gwillem, can I just say that I'm feeling quite proud of myself because I rode my bicycle this afternoon with two eggs in my backpack and both of them made it in here.
That's impressive.
Initial
that's
D.
Impressive. What did you wrap them in? Were they wrapped in tissue paper or a scarf?
I just had them in the... I left two eggs in the egg carton. And just put the egg carton in my backpack and went, hey, John,
don't
you can
try
do
and reinvent the wheel. Man.
Yeah.
We've actually got a message in saying, don't think of it as egg white. Think of it as a thickening agent for the drink that you're about to have.
Mm. Totally. Totally. Whoever
that's
sent
accurate.
You that...
That's accurate, eh?
Whoever sent you that knows exactly what's going on.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much, Texter.
Now, what are we having? We're sort of improvising on what we had up at the station. We had a bowl of Tito's vodka and a bowl of Quick Ground Fox. And we'd had a White Russian a few weeks ago, which we were quite happily drink, but we thought we may as well try and rustle up some other bits and pieces from the station and make something brand new.
Yeah, and most people think of sort of coffee and vodka and they just assume you're going to make a White Russian, Black Russian, espresso martini, a frappe. You know, it's people think it's a one-trick pony, but there's some other stuff we can do with this little coffee liqueur and little vodka. So let's sort of push the boat out. So we're going to make something today called a coffee sour.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
How do I make that, Gwillem?
Well, so... as has been, I've noticed today there's been a lot of chat on BFM about citrus, and I'm gonna keep on about that chat about citrus. At the moment, lemons and limes are insanely cheap. The irony is not lost on me because most of you guys don't really want to be drinking crisp lemony and limey drinks.
I am always interested in the price of limes, though. It seems to be.
Domestic ones at the moment are like $7 a kg for limes,
which
and lemons
is good.
You're looking at like $3, whereas in like spring and summer you're getting to like the mid 40s, 50s, $60 a kilo depending on what you're buying.
Whoa.
So now is the time for lemon and lime. So to kick things off, we're going to put 30 mils per drink of lemon juice in here. So yeah,
hang on, let me just get my lemon juice. Okay, yep. So this is going into a cocktail shaker, so
cocktail
30
shaker.
Mils per drink. I've got my Jägermeister shot glass, which I'm using.
So two shot glasses, two Jäger shotties in there.
Okay, I've got my lemon juice there, and it goes.
All right, because the coffee liqueur is quite sweet, we're only going to put in about 15 mils per drink of your sweetener. So in my case, I'm using sugar syrup, but you can use a honey syrup, you can use an agave syrup.
I just made a honey syrup and I've put it in there.
It's so easy, right?
Mm.
So literally you just take equal volumes of whatever sweetener you're going to use and water and just stir it till it dissolves and then wait till it's cool and you're away laughing. So then we're going to hit it with a little bit of vodka. So coffee liqueur isn't notorious for being incredibly strong, so we're going to give it a little bit of backbone. So again, 15 mils per drink, keeping it really, really simple.
Shame.
So one whole shot goes, John.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit, sort of a
kind of like a splash
country, a country dollop.
Yeah, like a solid country dollop.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go back to the star of the show. So 45 mils per drink of Quick Brown Fox coffee liqueur.
So 45 mils is three shots.
Classy, it's a classy bottle. Very.
Well, no, 45 mils is 1.5 shots, but you're going to need three shots, so you're going to go for
three
making
full two
shot glasses.
Yeah.
Big Hungry's having one also.
Yeah.
That's what you need to think about how I'm having
one. All right. What percentage is Quick Brown Fox?
It's you're 20%. Holding the bottle.
20%.
Yeah, I'm pouring drinks at the same time.
Says it on the front in lovely, lovely.
That's embarrassing.
Burnished.
See, you embarrassed
us. Burnished brass.
That's the back.
I need
you're
my
on the
glasses.
Back. You're on the back.
Wait, I'm just
move your hand. Your hand is so massive.
Sure. Here we go.
All right. So after you've got a net in there, we're going to pour.
I see it. I've seen it.
20%. It's a pretty big lettering. So we're going to pour the egg white in last.
Gold.
So
I got
always
that prepared
put the egg white in. Yeah, always put the egg white in last, guys, because It means if someone turns out to be vegan halfway through it, you can fucking...
I'm vegan.
You can abort it and then put something else in it and you don't have to put the egg white in. So,
no, but we had a text in telling me to think of it as chicken, period.
I like how you've gone from thickener to chicken, period, in the space of a couple of minutes.
Okay, so put my lid on my shaker.
Yeah, so we're going to shake it without ice. So what this does is it means the egg white gets sort of cooked by the lemon juice and the sugar. So it's sort of the same way you'd make a meringue. So it's sort of going to whip it and
Don't do this half-assed, by the way, John.
You've got to shake the shit out of it, boy.
I'm sorry, we don't really have shaky music. We've just got...
Shake it.
Your technique is terrible.
Shut up, mate.
Do it from your core. Why are your legs so spread out?
He's got it's like when you're playing guitar and you get power stunt.
Okay, we've had a bit of a thing.
Has he sprayed himself?
It got real fizzy.
This is mad.
It does get real fizzy. It gets whipped.
Gwilym, while he's shaking, should I tell you about the time that John made a Perky Nana cocktail and it was absolutely terrible?
I've heard this story many times, but I'm more than happy to hear it again.
That's the story. Why have you got John making this cocktail? Can you tell me if you already know that story?
All right, I've given it a bloody good shake. Now, what's next?
All right, so we're going to put a little bit of ice in there.
Oh, yeah? How much?
It actually looks all right from here. It looks like
about half. Do you want to have it so it's just enough so it's still sitting under the foam? You don't want to have too much ice.
Can I have my ice off that scribed BFM desk, please, John? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. So once you've got your ice in there, you're just going to give it a little, what we call a hard shake. So you're just going to shake the living shit out of it for about 10 seconds.
Did you know there's going to be this much shaking? Oh, you're a bit bummed
out.
There's
so much cocktail in here, man.
Give it the little... Oh, shit. I see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get foamy. We're getting into cloud
world.
Can
we sip it now if we need to get it out? Can we have a little sip?
Yeah, you can, but it won't be as tasty.
You just put your finger right in there. This is not COVID safe. It doesn't feel safe.
I think this is probably one drink at a time.
It looks like a science volcano from like a... Oh,
man. Oh.
I can picture... He put the 7-Up in there. That's what you want. You want it to be real fizzy, real foamy.
Somebody's saying they've had a couple of Pisco Sours in Peru. Egg whites make it...
They do indeed. It makes a frosty cloud of dreams.
I think they're referring to Makona.
Makona makes coffee.
Haftmere.
It feels like it's getting cold.
John's out of gas, man. He's not an arms guy.
I reckon you can stop it now, John. I reckon you can stop it now. Otherwise, we'll get you a cycle made one, which sort of does it
that
for you.
That would be. That's. Now you. Yep.
Yeah. So now we're going to strain this.
You've made a big
mess,
haven't you, bud? Big old mess.
Now we're going to strain it into the cocktail glass of Rooney's.
Yeah.
But you want to alternate between the two so you get foam on both.
How much are you supposed to sort of like have in a separate bowl by accident?
At least a liter and a half if you
can. Okay, he's on track then.
Yeah. So now you can sort of garnish it.
Yeah, it does.
You can leave it.
The result
So it looks kind of like espresso tini, right?
It does, but a little more blonde and we've got quite a lot of head now, so we might have to let it chill, but it looks rad for sure.
No, you want the head because you'll see it start to settle.
Do you know what I want on top of this? A little bit of white chocolate. There, I said it.
Mate, you can put white chocolate, you can put bitters, you can put cocoa powder, coffee beans, whatever you want.
Bitters for sure. What have we got?
We've got walnut bitters.
You got some black walnut? Because I'm just about to hit mine with some black walnut.
We got black walnut bitters.
That stuff is legit.
Wrapped in A4 paper like bitters is supposed to be.
If it's not an A4 paper, is it even bitters?
Gwilym, I think I've actually nailed this, aside from the bit of mess that I've made.
So, to give you an idea, I have a solid Guinness head worth of foam on top of mine.
How much bitters?
What we're looking for.
I feel like he can...
Like a dash.
Yeah,
just a little dash.
It kind of looks more like a Kilkenny, though, than a Guinness. John's just gone to wash his hands. Am I putting the bitters on? John!
You're garnishing it hungry. You've got this, man.
Okay.
I trust you. Just sort of drippy-droppy it on top. Make a little pattern.
Okay, hang on.
Some good garnishing music, to be honest.
Going on. Oh fuck, it looks cosmic with the bitters.
Yeah, and so if you've got a little teaspoon or anything as well, you can whip it through the bitters and actually make it even more cosmic, like a tie-dye situation if you really want to zhuzh it up.
It's just got little dots on there. I kind of like it.
Yeah, so if you had a straw or a little spoon, you can actually run it through those dots and you can actually make cosmic shapes and stuff on top too. Little tip for all you guys out there at home.
I was just taking a photo now, just keeping up to speed what's going on. I'm grabbing the drink as quick as possible.
All right, well, I'm going to go in for a sippy sip because this is looking delicious.
Okay.
You have a sip, mate. Watch your beard. Mind the beard there.
Big Henry, cheers.
Oh, it's a vibe.
It looks, fuck, it looks good.
The walnut bitters just really give it a cola.
That little earthy tone.
On the nose, on the nose, yeah. You don't even need it really in the...
It's a lot sweeter than I thought it would be.
John, this is good. You've done well.
But like, it's if you don't leave a lip indentation from that first sip, like that's when you know you haven't shaken it hard enough.
Now I've got a lip indentation. There's so much foam coming out of my one.
This is good.
I just
What's
about
this
couldn't
called?
Get the lid back on.
What are we calling this?
Well, it's technically called a coffee sour, but you know, after the success of the couple of weeks ago with the naming of Swamp Hen, I'm open to putting it out to the listenership. You know, as long as it's not something like Chicken Period.
Okay. Okay. Well, we've got coffee liqueur. We've got. Via Quick Brown Fox, we've got a little bit of vodka in here, and some egg whites, and it's
the lemon juice. That's what it is. This is. I was like, where's that taste coming from? It's all the lemon juice you put in there.
You made the drink, mate.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot about that.
Blacked out.
That's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same tone. Like this is again. It's like if you don't want to be this as turbocharged as an espresso martini, this is like a little bit of a step back.
You don't think this is brunch. turbocharged with the vodka?
No, well, espresso martinis have that. Whoa, coffee. This is a bit more like, hey, booze. What are you doing?
Chill coffee and a little bit less vodka. A little bit more coffee, less vodka.
What? I think the ratio would be sort of it'd be 2-1 if you're cruising an evening on the two drinks.
What's a great time of the day for this little number, Gwilym?
I feel like this is like a you've just been out for like a big lunch.
Kind of 10 to 7.
Back to the office.
10 to 6.
Yeah. Or just anytime post lunchtime.
Hey, what about this? Someone's just texted in the name of the drink here. I'll just try it out on a bartender. Right. May I please have a fuzzy ass biscuit?
Done. I'm into it. That's a great name.
May I please?
May I please have a fuzzy ass biscuit? I'm into that.
Please.
Solely because of the reference to a fuzzy duck and a fuzzy navel. That's some 80s. That's
so
some 80s glory shots there. Yeah.
Probably came from a bartender.
Yeah. But I have a feeling most restaurant and bar owners wouldn't let me get away with calling it a fuzzy ass biscuit.
Well, we'll rule out Chicken Period then.
Yeah. Chicken Period would not go down well.
Far out. This is tough.
This is good. This is a great drink for... I feel good because I've just had a bit of a workout riding my bike in here, and now I get
a
bit of a treat.
You've done the top workout.
Get some protein.
It's almost like you've had a protein... Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a protein shake.
Gains.
Like a party protein shake.
This is really bloody good.
Yeah, I like it.
It's bloody good.
It's got a good mouthfeel. Can I say that?
Well, that's the egg.
It's that chicken thickener that someone else brought up.
Tan linen caprese.
Tan linen caprese. That I can deal with. That is actually a very accurate description of like the colour of this drink, to be honest.
Yeah, it's very dune.
Yeah, like it could almost.
Fuck, can I have a dune?
I think that's almost the one. Let's get that Frank Herbert little nod in there, eh?
Can I have a dune? Anything four letters is kind of. You got to snap that up.
All right. I think we're sticking with dune.
Agreed.
All right.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for guiding us through this. We didn't. I mean,
no worries.
We were probably going to end up having to cook that egg on the sandwich press in the kitchen if John didn't.
I mean, I would have had it for an omelette in the morning otherwise. But I get to.
Well, hey, I'm just glad it wasn't another perky nana situation.
All right, Gwilym.
All right, guys.
Keep it real out there and stay safe.
Keep it real.
See you guys soon.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Almost set, I think. I added the sound effect.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.